Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Coppo Show. I go by the name of Big Geordie George, and I'm joined to here. I mean, and I'm joined here today, sorry, by again my two nieces.
I'm not your niece. I'm Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see, man. Back.
You need to change that now.
What?
It's your boy Els, the Ras that makes it happen. Because I think that's got more of a kick to it as well.
No.
What do you think?
I think so as well. And your locks are looking kind of locky today still.
False flagging, I'm not.
They're locking. Yeah, and you're looking locked up.
Yeah, you're looking locked up.
Locked.
It's not even locked. Yeah.
Locked.
It's not locked up. Like, it's not even. It's
lax.
It's just a high top. Like, that's it. I don't know.
But they're locking at the back though.
They're not.
Turn around to the side.
Take off your hat.
What's the point? How you guys been? I said, take off your hat.
I've been good, you know.
Yeah, I've been good. Firstly, I'd like to apologize for last week's ep. We've had some serious technical issues.
They don't even know what we've been doing.
Yeah, and even last week, we even tried to film
two episodes
last week, and both episodes messed up. So. Yeah, so this ep, we filmed this ep on Friday night, ready for you guys for Sunday. But yeah, last week we actually tried to film two eps, and we both had technical issues with both of them. So please forgive us. You know, we are trying hard, you know, to stay consistent and drop the eps, you know, every Sunday.
Yeah, no, it's been crazy still.
It was a rough week.
Yeah, it's been really, really rough.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may be able to get one episode out that failed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ben, what do you think? You reckon?
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
That's it then.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
So that episode's coming out.
Yeah.
But we don't know when.
No, we don't know when, but...
Maybe we'll save that for when we're struggling.
When we're missing a week.
So we've got one part off.
Yeah. Potentially. We haven't actually edited it and gone for it, but it might be possible.
So I was thinking about your dog, Els.
Yeah.
Because obviously in that episode, we spoke about you
We did.
Going to pick up a dog.
Yeah.
So now you've got the dog.
I have the dog.
How is it like being a dog? Is it a dog
being
dad?
A dad.
Dog dad.
Yeah, what's it like being a dog dad?
It's sick, you know. It's fun. But there's small parts of it that you think, oh shit, I got to do this for a while. Because obviously he's a puppy. He's 8 weeks, 9 weeks tomorrow. So on the way home, because the dog's never been in a car before, motion sickness.
Well, vomited?
On the back seat of the car.
Is it?
So I had to pull over on the dual carriageway. Lorry's whooshing past. And obviously, like, it's a pup, innit? So he's scared.
He's scared of the noise. Yeah,
like, he's scared of the noise. He's trying to run under, like, because we're parked up. He's trying to run under the car.
Why?
Because he's scared. He's just like, he doesn't like the sounds of the trucks. And it's probably like the first time he's ever seen a truck.
Yeah.
Because he's just living in like a kennel or like the breeder's house for the 8 weeks. So there was that. And then he would like cry on the way home because obviously he was taking him away from his mum. And I think there's
siblings and that.
Siblings, like 10 of them. So he's always around somebody.
Abduction. Okay, so he literally
been abducted.
He feels like he's been robbed.
Yeah.
Even when I've picked him up and I'm leaving the house. And
he's crying.
He was quiet to be fair, but the mum was like on me, like just.
Is it like, where you taking my son?
Yeah, she weren't like barking or anything, but just following me to a point where like the breeder like had to hold her and stuff like that. But that was, I weren't expecting that part for the pickup.
Did you feel a bit sad? That,
oh no.
No, do you know what? But I thought
the
I felt
mom
bad.
Said, no. Yeah. Where you going with this? You're not taking my son. Oh, like, my day.
Son!
You're going with this rat. Oh my days.
For like, I can't lie, for the first few days I felt bad.
Really?
Because it's just like you've genuinely taken someone or something from their mum all their siblings.
And it's a young child as well.
Never going to see them again. Like that's it. And obviously they do, there's a thing called separation anxiety where they'll miss like their mum, they'll miss
him. Has he got it?
Like I'd say mildly because he was crying a lot, like at night and stuff. And like,
oh, that's sad, man. And it's like, oh my God.
It's not a bark. It's like a proper, Yeah, I wasn't gonna do it, but yeah, it's like that, and it's like, oh man,
like, and there's nothing you can do.
Let me just go sit with him and make him feel alright.
So what?
You're not supposed to, though.
So you just leave him downstairs on his own.
That's what you're supposed. That's what you're supposed to do.
Or you could pretend to be his mother.
And like, do what?
Put him on your dick. Go on.
Oh,
Bitay.
What?
Bitay.
That dog would have never my
go on, lick my else is there. Like.
I swear to them, I go to
say. Yo, fuck. so basically, when they cry, yeah. Like that, you're not supposed to like stay with
you're them. Supposed to leave them to.
You're meant to leave them so they can adjust to the new life. Otherwise, if they do the crying and they know that you're going to keep coming back,
it's like a child, basically.
Yeah, they'll just cry forever. Mm, like, probably. If they want something, they'll just cry, bark, or in extreme cases, like bite people and stuff like that. So, yeah, for like the first few days, I felt bad. Just like, you just have to sit there and just listen to it. And obviously, I told my neighbors as well, like, oh, I got a puppy. But they're luckily enough, they're blessed. They was like mad happy. Like, oh, if you ever want to look after him, blah, 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 blah. But
what about like the, is it like the potty trainer?
Because oh, that's the second thing. Do you know what? To be fair, yeah, he's not potty trained because obviously he's still a pup, but you have to take the dog out every hour on the hour.
What, of the house?
Yeah, to go
to the garden.
Yeah, pee or poo, or if you ain't got a garden, you take them outside the front of your apartment flat or whatever. So on the hour, every hour, or you're in big trouble.
He's gonna piss.
Yeah, he's going to piss. Like 100%, he's going to piss or poo in your house. Like
it's a lot of work. Every hour on the hour.
That's what is basically less chance of it happening. You don't have to do it on the hour every hour, but if you want your house to stay clean, it's in your best interest on the hour.
Take it out.
Yeah, because it's just. So I've been doing that this week. To be fair, on the hour every hour, and yeah, nice. No, he's pretty good.
Have you taken him for his shots and stuff?
He's getting his second one or his last one. End of the month.
What about microchipped? Are you gonna get
him? Oh, you know, he's microchipped already. Before like picked him up, he was microchipped.
Okay.
So what about so when you go to bed sometimes, do you come down and there's mess sometimes?
No, he's got a
cage.
Yeah, he's got a crate that we put him in, but it's like a big one because obviously he's gonna be a big dog. But there's never been, he's peed in his crate once, and then once in my kitchen. It's just like if you don't pay attention, or if you go over time, you're fucked. But I was in the kitchen just doing regular kitchen stuff. Like, I think I was making dinner and I think I'd left it maybe like 10-20 minutes
and he pissed,
turn around, just pissing just in the middle of the thing and just looking at you, just thinking, oh. But it's my fault, innit?
Like, I can't
get angry, but I can't, like, I genuinely like having a dog. Like, it's actually,
yeah, what's it like? Do you walk him in it?
He's not allowed to go for walks yet because he's not vaccinated. And then plus he's a pup, so you can only walk them because their joints are like mad. You can only walk him for like 5-10 minutes.
And then he gets tired.
He won't get tired, but you shouldn't do it.
Oh, you're overworking.
Yeah. Like, you shouldn't do it. But when I realised, no, I genuinely like having a dog, and as silly as it sounds, so he was in the garden, I've taken him to go toilet. And then there's like a fox at the back. First thing he was on like maybe to the left of the garden, I was to the right. First thing he did was like stand up, run in front of me and start looking around thinking, yes.
Yeah, he's protecting
you. The fox would have fucked him up, I'll be honest. But I think this is serious. Like, genuinely serious. But yeah, if my suggestion is, if you want a dog and it's a big, like, or it's going to be a big dog and it's your first dog, I probably wouldn't do it if you live by yourself. If you work from home, that's fine. If like you got a remote job, but if you're by yourself, it's not
ideal.
Yeah, no, it's not ideal. If it's like a poodle or like something smaller, then I reckon it's not as bad because
you can take it with you and stuff.
Yeah, you can take, like, put it in a bag and just roll around wherever. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna get tired carrying. He's like maybe like 8 kg now.
Your dog's gonna be massive, you know. I didn't realize how big Cane Corso as well.
They grow to like 6 foot. Some of them like 6 foot.
It's gonna be tall.
I've always wanted one. Like, I've genuinely always wanted one.
No. You know what? I'm actually happy for you because I can see the happiness.
You can see the joy. He's a dad, isn't he? He's
a want a dog.
I don't want a dog.
I don't even like dogs.
I ain't got the capacity
for one. But it's making me want a dog. Like, Like today, I saw the video, yeah, that you posted, and it's just running.
What, just in the
garden?
Just
galloping in the garden, isn't it? Having
a blast in the garden.
Yeah, he is sick still.
And like, he listens, so I think I've only, yeah, because it's only been a week, he knows how to sit, so he can just tell, or he'll just come, like if you call him, he'll come and then sit straight away. He stays a bit shaky, I'll be honest. If something happens, he's gone.
Yeah.
And then obviously he'll come if you call his name, but... Mm. Again, if there's something else going on, you have to shout like a few times. But I feel like he definitely knows what he's doing. Like, he's smart. Because I've got, that's another thing. I've got pee pads in the house, just in case.
What's that?
They're just like squares where they just soak up pee. And I think for his last toilet run that I was doing for the night, obviously it's mad cold outside. We normally just go out the back door, go to the garden. This time he knows it's cold. So he just went to the pee pad. And before I could even tell him to stop, he just peed on the pee pad and just looked at me. Bear in mind, he's never pissed on the pee pad. Mm. He just pissed wherever he's standing. Mm. So I thought, like, you're smart. You know what you're doing. You just don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say like, if you want a dog and you're a first time, probably like a smaller one. If you've got like a girlfriend or you live with people that are willing to look after the dog with you, then you can get like a bigger dog.
Yeah, fair. Six is a good dog then.
So how's he been now? Like away from his mum and that, is he
from like now? Thursday onwards, he's been mad cool. So we'll wake up maybe like 6:30, so around the same time I usually woke up anyway.
So he'll wake up, run in the bed, lick your face.
No.
Would you let the dog in your bed?
No way, no chance. Because I've seen like mad things happen where people piss or the dogs piss shit while you're sleeping and you just wake up and there's.
Yeah,
like, that's mad. You have to change the seats. But I've got like I'll show you lot, like, or if I won't put it up on here. I've got like you know my stairs in my house? Built like a custom crate thing for him under the stairs.
Okay. So that's where he lives, under the stairs.
Yeah, he lives under the stairs. So just open up the gate or the crate, he'll come out, he'll go straight to the back door, go out, pee. You might hear him like yawn or something in the morning. Now from before it might have been like crying, but like from that Thursday onwards, crying stopped. He started nipping at things, but I think that's just what puppies do.
What's nipping? Like biting?
Yeah. It don't hurt, it's just like you can just feel
he's tugging.
Yeah, like tugging. So you just,
are you gonna feed him like food, like,
or what we was talking about on the chat?
Do you feed him that?
Oxtail's expensive, I don't know about that.
But what do you feed him, like? So he gets stew chicken.
I don't want to give him human food.
Why?
I want to give him. So what I've been giving him is that.
I'll get bougie, man.
Is it?
I'm not cooking brown stew chicken for my dog.
No, but I know dogs like that stuff.
You can buy it in bulk meat. So the box that I ordered the other day, it come with duck neck. The pig ear thing was an option, but I'm not. That's crazy.
They like pig ears.
Yeah, I'm not putting pigs ears.
It's meant to be like high in fiber or something.
Yeah, and
like,
it's good for their teeth.
Chewy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good for their teeth, but I'm not putting that in my freezer. That's madness. And then on top of that's the food I'm eating. It's crazy.
You eat pigs anyway.
I do like bacon, but pig ear is... you saw how it was just furry. It was just there. Like, it weren't skinned. It weren't... Ooh. So there was that. He had like prawns and shrimp.
They eat that stuff?
Because I had some in my fridge, so I just gave it to
them. And they eat prawns?
Yeah.
They can't eat chocolate. Dogs can't eat chocolate, innit?
Yeah, they'll die. What else do I give him? Just like dry food, kibble, raw eggs, salmon oil.
And he eats everything?
Everything. Everything. There's certain treats I bought that he don't like. I thought, wow, I spent like fucking £20-30 on that. But yeah, that's how I'm going to try to keep him on those kind of foods for now.
I'm big up though. Els is a dog dad.
Thanks. I actually didn't really enjoy it.
I want to meet your dog soon still.
Yeah, it's best to do it now because I feel like when he gets older, he might be a bit more antisocial.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
What, the antisocial?
To your house and...
Nah, leave him.
That's...
But those are the worst. I wouldn't come to your house.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
when
but
a man's got a dog that is under control...
I don't...
You men...
No, the dog's under...
You men have told men about stories about that.
Yeah, but it don't matter,
bro. The dogs are G-checking man at the door and...
I'll be honest with you, I would rather, my dog...
G-check.
G-check everybody because, like realistically, how often are your friends going to come to your house?
Not that often.
Exactly. So, on that one time, you just put the dog in the back.
Like, yeah, I'd rather keep it like that. So it's just on a
straight security team.
Yeah. So the people that have come around now, loves my mum, loves my goddaughter.
Is he good with people?
I can't lie, a bit too friendly.
Too like, friendly at the moment.
Too like, licking people's hands and shit. Bro, calm down. Like,
we're trying to
build a rapport minutes. Here. Yeah.
This is a camp.
The office I work at, I've got like a separate office. All the people coming from like the other ones, from left to right, and coming in.
Oh, you brought the dog in?
Yeah, because you can bring dogs to
dog friendly office.
Yeah, to the office.
They must love it, innit?
All of that, I was thinking, I'm not on this. I need to stop barking. But
so when it goes pee, what do you do with that? What, like, you just take him out the front of the office?
Oh yeah, he's take him out the front of the office, just let him pee. But I feel like he knows, like, if it's a new environment, unless he's genuinely scared, he'll know not to pee. Like, sometimes they just pee because they're shook. But
they mad love him in the office.
Bro, there's all over him. Like, there's people that I've never seen come out of certain parts of the offices to come into the office. Bro, I've never
heard of him. I don't even know who you are.
Has he met any other dogs? So I was.
Yeah, this is a dog podcast, isn't it?
No, he's. I don't want to until he gets his second vaccination. But I took him to the vets. He was mad calling the vets. The receptionist all came around and stuff. And I'm thinking, when he gets bigger, I feel like people will probably stop doing
that. No, they will, because they're going to go big, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, pick up still. Yeah, might as well kick off, man.
Court is now in session. All rise. Oh, sorry. I mean, court is now in session.
No, you got it. How you got it?
It's right.
Yeah, it's right.
No, it's all rise.
Oh, all rise. Court is now in session.
Court is now in session.
Sorry. Right. So, continuing with our question to the nation series.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I don't mean to cut you. Do you know what? We never actually talk about it yet, but I was deep in it. Maybe yesterday or the day before, we got over 1 million likes on TikTok, over 1 million views on YouTube.
Oh yeah, we have, to be fair.
Is it?
I didn't realize it hit, because I don't want to give away what we do outside of this, but I was looking at the back end. Yeah, our stats. But it's kind of sick. We got there, and then 20K on YouTube, and then obviously Insta's building. Twitter's there, but that's actually sick, isn't it?
Yeah, big got everyone.
Yeah.
Million now.
Well, that's what it takes. It's not easy to do.
That's cool.
All them drives up to North London.
it's
better be a million.
But yeah, no, shout out you lot.
Yeah
still like, comment, and subscribe. Because Ben's invoices are still coming.
Do you know what's mad? Like, before I even kick things off. You know when I knew that things were getting a bit mad? So imagine I'm walking into my flat now, and one of my neighbours was coming out from the car park, and she was walking up. She was walking in, so I said, "Let me hold the door for her." But this is just a random neighbor.
Lady,
and she was like, "Theon, do you have a podcast?" And I said, "No way. How have you seen it?" She said, "It come up. You and your friends are very funny. You're very. Do you film it upstairs? You film it upstairs?
I was like, no. You film it somewhere else.
Thinking about where you live now, that's funny. Yeah, she was like, is it up there? Like, is that what's going on?
We're going to your house to film.
When I was like, rah, my neighbors are clocking me. Like, she was like, no, like, I really enjoy it. Like, I've just been constantly seeing all your clips.
That's
you
it.
Guys are funny.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, like, it seems like the more we do it, I feel like people are definitely starting to clock what we're doing now. Like, you lot always get recognised now. I must do.
I go to the same places.
Do you get recognised a lot?
I don't really get it that much.
Do you get recognised a lot?
Yeah, but I go to the same places. So I don't really get it that much. But this is a disclaimer. If you do see me and you wave or something and you're in the distance or whatever and I ain't got glasses on, I can't see. I'm just not going to wave back. I'm just going to carry on my journey. I feel like it's happened a couple of times where someone's waved or been looking at me and I've just ignored them, but I ain't got my glasses on, so I'm just...
Yeah, but we don't know who they are, though. That's
no, but I'll say hi to anybody.
I say hello, but I still find it a bit mooky, though.
Yeah,
people just watch you and say your name and you don't know who the hell they are. It's a bit crazy. But yeah, big up everyone anyway. But anyway, as I was saying, question to the nation, one from last week. What are we saying is the best biscuit available in the UK supermarkets?
Lotus Biscoff.
That can't be the best biscuit. Biscoff. That's not the best.
When I found out I am not allergic to them, it's a wrap.
It's up there, but I want to call it the best, though.
You're mad for even testing that out. Yeah. You must have had the EpiPen ready.
That's it.
You must have had the EpiPen ready and waiting,
Yeah, that is definite. Biscuits must be very close to having not containing nuts, though. A lot of them do.
So I do like biscuits. Like, I actually do like biscuits. Just because I don't bring them to the studio, I feel like,
go on.
It's a bit big backish to just be rolling around with biscuits and just pulling them out of your bag. And do you know what I mean?
Like biscuits is worse than crisps or chocolate.
If you pulled out a packet of biscuits,
like, that's the pocket, creams, isn't it?
Yeah. Mama told you to allow it.
You are slightly in it. Yeah. You're on the down.
Yeah, like your burst.
So what's yours then? What would you say is that?
Probably custard creams for me.
Do you know they're actually
that's a
staple, though.
They're very Moorish. Like, I can't just have one. It turns into six or seven.
So you prefer custard creams over bourbons?
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
You think bourbons are dead? Yeah, they ain't dead. They're not dead.
No, I feel that's an old people biscuit.
Yeah.
Bourbons?
Yeah.
I don't really
I'm not saying it's mine, but
I don't like,
that's a Windrush like biscuit.
What do you mean Windrush?
Yeah, I don't like chocolatey
biscuits
and stuff.
So you wouldn't get like a digestive?
No. Like, if it was like white chocolate digest, like, I'm more likely to have that. But I don't really like chocolatey things.
I would say mine is Fox's biscuits.
With the jam in the middle.
The white cream in the middle.
I think
they're called Creamy Crunch.
Yeah.
Fox's Creamy Crunch. Damn.
I used to slap those.
Those are crazy. That's a serious. Those ones there, Fox's Creamy Crunch biscuits.
Yeah.
Mad. That one's mad.
They're serious.
Or. I think just like a cookie, like a Maryland cookie.
Yeah, and this is where you're done.
Now. Maryland cookies. That's where you're lost. You're done. Galaxy. What about the Galaxy ones?
You're done.
Cookies. You can't not
a cookie. A Maryland.
I don't really fuck with cookies.
Galaxy.
Bricks.
Nah, man.
I don't really fuck with.
You're chewing bricks with chocolate chips in the middle.
Have you man ever had M&S cookies before?
Okay, so now you're talking. So those.
No.
All right, so
the big fat ones.
No, but only the ones that you can put in the microwave and warm.
And the ones.
Yeah,
M&S.
Can't do that with no Maryland.
But Maryland's still all right.
But Maryland in the microwave seems a bit crazy.
Yeah, it will be mad. It will be dust. It'll be chocolate dust.
No, but the M&S ones, they are serious. Get them freshly baked. My God.
Yeah,
and you get like five for like $2.50.
Did you used to go to Furniture Village, like back in the day?
I've been, yeah.
So there was one on Purley Way,
yeah. I remember the one near Comet.
Is it?
No. It was where Morrison's is, but there's like a big.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Where King's is, yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a Furniture Village there, and when I was younger, me and my cousins used to go in there all the time because they used to have biscuits. No, cookies, yeah, for the customers.
In Furniture Village.
But like freshly baked cookies, yeah, for the customers.
He's mad.
So imagine, yeah.
Purley Way is not close to anything, by the way. You have to travel there.
No, but to be fair,
there's no quick way to get to Purley Way.
So, two buses.
But my aunt lives up near there, innit?
Mm.
So like growing up, when I was there, then we just walked down there. So it's like a 3-minute walk. So obviously, if there wasn't cookies out, we would
request.
We would go in the oven and put the in the freezer and put the cookies in the oven ourselves.
What, and they would allow
in Furniture Village?
No, but sometimes they'd kick us out. But sometimes
you're right.
And then now it's just leave them.
You got like £20 between you, just walking around teeth and cookies.
No, but the cookies used to
slap. Crazy.
They were fresh.
Yeah,
warm.
Freshly baked cookies are mad. Still,
they used to slap. Like we're in Furniture Village.
Yeah, that's commitment.
Baking our own cookies.
Yeah, that's mad commitment still.
Yeah, but so, yeah. For me, it's probably custard cream. Like, that's probably the
top of every biscuit.
Maybe a Jaffa cake.
That's dead.
Yeah, no.
You lost chocolate and orange is dead.
No, but I don't even like
Jaffa cake.
But
when's the last time you had a Jaffa cake?
Jaffa cake is a myth. No, Jules.
couple months ago.
Jaffa cake is mad, by the way. Hmm? That is not a top tier biscuit. Jaffa cake.
No, Maryland cookies.
Maryland's better than the Jaffa cake.
I have a Maryland before I have
that's
a Jaffa.
That's the most. That's up the top of your mouth.
Cutting up your gums.
Your gums are going to be shredded.
Jaffa cake's dead.
Nah, man.
That's dead.
Nah. So wait, what are we saying is top thing?
I'm saying Foxy's.
Yeah.
Creamy Crunch, yeah. What it's called. Crunch Creams.
Yeah, to be mad. Fair.
Foxy's. Yeah. No one's with me on the Lotus thing, are they?
What one?
The Biscoff.
Biscoff's nice.
Yeah, but it's
no,
but
just,
but it's not that it's amazing. Yeah, it's like, they've come in like two little single.
I buy the big pack. I've discovered it in my 30s, so it's like, oh shit.
You're trying to re-up.
I've been missing
out. I feel like it's only good, yeah, like when it's like, it's a collab.
Yeah, in a cake.
It's I do like, they've got another one with like a filling in the middle.
What's the filling?
It's similar to the Foxes. To be
fair. Got like a creamy Biscoff.
Yeah, with Biscoff, so which is quite nice. But that's me personally. So wait, what says number creams, three?
Foxes.
And you're saying Maryland, basically.
No, I'm saying Foxes.
Oh, okay.
Golden Cream Crunch.
Yeah, that's
number one.
So we ain't got a third.
I'll be honest, yeah, that could be the most biscuit that I've ever had in my whole life.
Same.
like you see, if there was a tally of all the biscuits that I've had, that's probably like the top. Yeah. And then it's probably custard creams.
Do you like fillings then?
Yeah. And then might be
Jaffa cake.
I might have had Jammy Dodgers more than I've had.
Oh, that's a good.
Oh, party rings.
Party rings. Yeah, yeah.
And they come in a little tray.
Yeah.
I forgot about those ones.
Does chocolate fingers count as a biscuit?
Yeah, but come on.
No, but wait. No, I'm just saying, does it count?
It does.
It's not up there.
Chocolate fingers feels
good.
Did you not like the Rich Tea finger biscuits, or is that? Am I going mad?
Shortbread's better than them.
I prefer the Rich Tea.
Shortbread's mad, you know.
Yeah, I liked it, but I prefer the Rich.
How is shortbread Jamaican?
It's a Jamaican one.
It's not, man.
Bun and cheese with it.
What? 100%. What that is, yeah. That is. That's like that's when you open the celebrations pot. And there's shortbread in there.
No, shortbread,
like all the celebrations are finished, and there's just shortbread fingers in there.
Shortbread is good. It's a good biscuit.
Yeah, no, for me it's the golden crunch thing.
Yeah, Fox's golden crunch.
Then custard cream, then a party ring, then a jammy dodger.
No,
then,
you're going
then,
to
then a Jaffa cake.
What about yours? Top three.
Biscoff.
Done.
Custard creams. And Fox.
Yeah. I'm going to go Fox's biscuits, a shortbread, and a cookie.
Shortbread and a cookie?
Yep.
That's mature. Oh, you're going to need bare water.
That's a mature
shortbread
palate.
Shortbread and the cookies.
And you probably have a hot drink with it as well.
That's actually cement. It's cement.
It's not cement.
It's cement.
It's off my biscuits.
Shortbread is a biscuit cement.
It's
cement in a biscuit.
When it's nice and soft as well.
No. Like it even comes in bricks.
Bill of half out of shortbread. That's stupid.
No.
On topic of like school and like biscuits. How much did you lot get a day for school?
£2. I got £2 still. £2 a day.
I think three.
What? You was up?
No.
£3. I think it started off at £2 and then.
It raised.
You got a raise.
And then I said, Mum, come on.
£3.
Yeah. That means you're upper class. Like,
yeah, you know, that's a different level of man. If a man's got £3 a day,
that means you're, you change.
I'm sure it was that.
You can get bullied and have change.
I was hustling in school.
What, on top of the £3?
Yeah.
Was you those kids that bought shit?
Yeah. I used to buy shit and
sell it.
And then I used to
sell it on.
Hustle as well.
You're flipping. You're in the Tariq
team. Did you do that?
No. I tried once. The drinks burst in my bag. The drinks burst in my bag. I said, fuck this, man.
No, I was making decent peas in school because I used to go to Sainsbury's in the morning and Rob Sainsbury's.
Oh, you said,
so, oh, so that's 100%
profit. 100% profit. Like, I was going to Sainsbury's, and then in year 11 and year 10, I used to work in the canteen sometimes, yeah?
Robin.
Oh, they let you work in the canteen?
Bro, I don't know how, because I was like, but like, you know, like in school, yeah, there's certain people, like, even if you're naughty, there's certain people who can just
get blind.
No, but like, you they can want just them connect to do with them, innit?
Yeah.
So somehow, like, me and the dinner ladies, like, all through my school term, we were just mad blessed.
Mm. Yeah.
So in school, like, what I was doing was, you see, like people's like lunch tokens, I'll take those, pocket those, and then sell them again for £1. Yeah, so
it's fraud. That's fraud.
So
it's extortion.
So imagine someone else, yeah, that's paying, say like £1, no, or like £2 something for like
a burger.
Yeah, like a sandwich and a drink and something. I'm saying, all right, cool. Give me £1. Yeah, and take this token.
What do you get with the token, though?
Bro, like a meal deal, like hot or cold.
Oh snap!
So I'm like, yo, give me £1, and take this, and then boom, like your pattern.
So you're doing that, selling food, and
I'm doing that. I was making peas in school.
You must have been kind of.
Like serious peas.
Yeah, I wasn't on that at all.
I got a confession. You know that picture of me holding the money? That's from selling.
Oh, you used to sell things as well?
That's
you've been asking me that for days.
That's how I bought a PS3 with that money.
Saying,
that
man, was, man, that was, what was you doing?
Jogging.
No, fingering boys. No. Fingering your friend. looking at each other's knobs.
Fingering his metric.
It just was too much stress, man. Didn't you find it stressful, though?
Nah.
It wasn't really stressful. Do you know, actually, no.
I was jogging, bro.
No, I wasn't jogging.
You know what was stressful? When you get caught by the teachers. That's the only thing that would stress me out.
Well, they couldn't tell me nothing, bro. They knew what was happening.
I could do the greasy thing. Now you're not they're taking my food.
No.
And they're going to the staff room and they're having a jolly up.
Nah.
Crisps, drinks.
No, my school was too bad. Like they would rather people come in and sell their own stuff than robberies and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's so there was there's different like
entrepreneurship
groups in. So there was certain man that sold certain foods and you don't cross over into Tyrone.
So there's
Tyrone used to sell yum yum, so no one would sell yum yums. And then I just had like a mixture of things, so it might be a bit of drink, a bit of crisp, a bit of like sweets and stuff. And then there was a group like. Some of my other brethren, they would just rob people.
Okay.
They just see, we're taking it. He's not allowed to sell food. And then there was people that, like their mums would bring packed lunch and they'd sell it. So it's like, you wouldn't
cross over.
The main people that would fuck up everything is the teachers. Like they're taking, it doesn't matter, or for my school, it doesn't matter how bad you are, they're taking your food. Yeah. Like, it's gone. And they would even say, we're going back to the staff room and we're really going to enjoy this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my school was so bad. I think like the teachers thought, do you know what?
This is good stuff.
This is good.
You're showing good entrepreneurial.
Yeah, like it's good. Vibes, yeah. Like they would never ever think about taking our stuff. Like literally, yeah.
Was you worried in year 11? Because in year 11, I realized, wait, I can't sell food in college. That's mad. Because I didn't have flat. I didn't have a job. I started to.
So was, anyway, that was you lot's form of income in school.
Yeah. That's how I bought it. Aquamaster.
My one was different. PS3. I did paper round. That's what my hustle was.
I think I did that once. I said, this is too much hard work.
Bro.
I said, bro, I can go rob Sainsbury's.
Bro.
I can go rob Sainsbury's and make that back in the day.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie. You see the paper round thing? I done it for like a year and a half, 2 years, bro.
£15 a week or something like that.
Shocking.
But
let me tell you where you eat from being a paper boy, yeah? So I used to wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and I had to drop the papers off by like 7. So I did my route and then made my way to school after that, innit? Yeah. So I had my little BMX. But where you make the money of paper around, yeah, is at Christmas. So what you do, you write a card to all of your customers,
yeah,
and knock on their door at Christmas time, yeah, and say, hi, I'm your paper boy. But they don't see you, innit? They just see the paper in the morning.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, 1 second, young man. Wait there. I think I made like 5 bills. Just by going around to everyone's house.
So you got to wait until Christmas.
but wait. Christmas is where you get the bonus.
See, we're being a good
but
man.
But in the week, I'm getting £2 a week from £3 a day from my mum, plus £15 a week. I'm calm. That's still calm though. 15.
It's not really.
£15.
Nah.
But. I was doing.
I could take a team cinema.
No,
I was doing.
I was going Quaid and Grant cinema.
I'm making like £15 a day.
Yeah, but that's stress.
No, it's
like,
not.
It weren't really stress. You just go shop in the morning. Stress. I was buying my products. I'm not stealing it, but yeah. I would make like in a week, maybe like close to £300 to £400
a week.
Yeah,
and then think about it, man, stealing from the school as well.
So, you know, you're stealing.
No, but the thing is,
I'm going out making a hard fucking living.
Number fear, bro. In this life, yeah, you've got to get what's yours.
No, but yeah, that's stealing.
And the school had what's mine.
Nah.
Think about it, yeah.
Nah, man.
Bro, the government is giving that school money for you to be there.
No, and that's what.
I need my car.
This guy's dumb.
I need
How
my car.
How can you think that you can steal about the government? The government are funding this.
Yeah.
The government funding.
Yeah, bro. I need my car, bro.
Nah, man.
I need my car.
The government.
That school made me money.
You might not make mashing bread then.
Bro. Yeah. That's why I was
on £15 a week. Happy.
Year in heaven, I was genuine. I thought, oh, fucked.
I used to have bare pound coins.
Yeah,
like,
bare.
Like just jingling.
Wow.
You only get notes at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Further on in the week, it's all changed because
it's broken down, isn't it?
Because I got £2 a day for school. So my mum would give me the £10 and send me off into
And
the
then
world.
Even sometimes, I might even, like, I was making so much dough that sometimes I might even jump over and go to like Favorite Chicken for lunch and that.
Whoa!
you can afford it.
Yeah,
you're on a different trajectory.
Yeah. Like I would like, yeah, like
that's mad. That. So you was making so much bread. You was going.
Yeah.
You must have been rolling with olders to be having that mindset.
No, but to be fair, I was.
That's
but
not.
They,
that's not.
But they weren't even on that.
What, making the bread like?
No, like, they weren't really on that.
My day
from Lincoln Gyal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need some income.
Yeah, I need. I'm jogging.
At least I've got trained. That was my. I thought, no, I'm clear.
Oh, you was getting trained to work? I trained to school.
Yeah, I think you lot can get the 289. I'm getting trained, mate. It's just like, and I would only get on the train with like certain schools. So it might be like a private school or wait, I don't know if you know John Fisher.
Yeah.
Different level.
It's safe. It's safe.
Yeah, they ain't gonna try that.
Yeah.
No, fair. I used to save my £2. I never used to eat during the day. And I'll just wait till Morley's at the end of the day. So I used to go into the Morley's hungry. So I ain't eating nothing.
See, like, bro, like, even that, yeah, I was like, so, like, morning time, Greg's before school.
You are gone. You're talking from a very privileged.
No, bro, like,
Greg's.
Bro, like, man's going Greg's before school, yeah. Then I'm going Saint, but I used to leave early. Like
you have
I'm
to
going Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
Jerking Sainsbury's. Yeah. Then first break, I'm eating then. So like I'm not saving money for the lunch break.
Oh my.
That like, first break, I'm eating then. Then second break, I'm eating again. Like I think about it, everything's free for me. And on top of that, yeah, because I was working with the canteen stuff.
Yeah.
I'm getting free stuff anyway for myself. Mad.
Profit everywhere.
So it's just 100% straight profit.
I'd go KFC.
That's mad.
It's just straight.
You know, to go Greg's and Favorite Chicken in the same day.
Nah, yeah.
You're like that's man. Like Big Meech kind of levels. Of schools, you know that. That's Big Meech.
Then we used to go Whitehall's after school sometimes and go
youth.
Yeah, and go youth.
You was on that as well.
Yeah, and get a pizza.
Youth for pizza and chips.
Yeah, I'm battered.
Nah.
That's cool. Either you for or Mama's Pizza.
That's upper class. That was, it was £2 then, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Mama's Pizza, £2. That had the ends on the chokehold.
But that was funding like a calm little.
Yeah,
like,
you're patterned.
Yeah, like laughter. Like, yeah, I was patterned.
You're patterned still.
Yeah, so my question, yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, it's a bit
controversial.
Yeah. So, all right. So, my question to you is, if you had a girlfriend and your girlfriend had a gay male best friend, and they're out and the gay male best friend slaps your girl's bottom, so she could be dancing or she's walked through and she's wearing like something nice, and the gay male best friend slaps your girl's bottom.
How? What kind of vibe though?
Is it acceptable? So, you know, she could be dancing and it's like, hey.
I was going off in the club.
Yeah. Or she walks past. Or she walks in and he's just like, yo, girls.
Yeah, that's calm. I'm all right with it.
Yeah, is that else?
So, what are you going to do? Fight him?
No, I'm not going to fight. That's her friend.
So, what are you going to do then?
I would just prefer for you not to do that. Personally,
I think it's calm. If he's that one of the girls, it's calm.
If he's like one of the girls,
like, you know, like he's part of their girl clique, they do things together. They go.
I would just prefer.
I wouldn't be that. I wouldn't. If it's like, especially if it's in a club and that, they're just enjoying themselves. If I start being like, why are you letting that man talk? She'd be like, oh, you're moving insecure. You're insecure. That's what the kind of things they will say.
No, it's not. But I think for me, I couldn't allow it because it's a man. So regardless, it's a man.
So, it's a friend.
Yeah, but still,
it's not sexualized.
Yeah, but
it's not a man going.
What's the difference there between her having a straight
because he's different.
Best friend.
No.
Yeah, and he's walked through and said, "Oh, you look good." Whack.
No. Because he is, you see, he look good. That's where things go wrong. If it's a gay guy, he's not thinking, "Oh, she looks good." He's really thinking, "Ugh," and slaps her.
Flip it. That's why.
But I shouldn't he like to men.
Flip it. Yeah. Say we're like one of our friends that are gay, like a female that's gay, said something or done something along the same lines like that.
A stud. Why are you laughing?
Not like
what it depends on the type of person though.
Let's just say this is bad because there's no one here to interview. I don't know what the term is, but not a stud.
She's like a femme. I think they're called femmes.
I don't want to put.
They're called femmes. They're called femmes.
I'm staying away.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
If they did something like, oh, like they started flirting or saying like, you look really nice.
What, to your girl?
No, to me, or to you.
But like, she's...
and your girl got angry. Has she got a right to be angry?
Yeah.
But that's flirting though. He's talking about out in the club or they're going on holiday, gone to Tulum, and they just bottles are popping. My girl's dancing, he's going, hey, I'm not gonna.
I don't know what the male version is.
But you know what? For me, it's not like it's not about me being insecure about it. It's about me just not liking the fact that
a man's touching.
That's my girl, and another man is. So regardless of whether he likes guys or girls or whatever,
it's just as long as it's a guy.
Like he could be one of the girls, but.
Have some boundaries.
Yeah.
Philip Schofield had a wife once.
That's got nothing to do, really.
Let's just throw that out there.
But no, I'll be all right with it. As long as I know he is just friendly and it's not anything sexual.
I won't get like mad and like start shouting.
Yeah, what would you not do? Let's flip it now. Let's flip it quickly, just to kind of wrap this up. So now your girl's gone on holiday or on a party with the girls and this said person, you see it on Snap or Insta story. You see like her twerking and him like grabbing the cheeks but laughing at it. What are you doing? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna confront your girl about it or are you gonna leave it?
I'd have to probably say, like, what's he doing?
He's my friend.
Yeah, and then I'll just. Like, probably say, I don't think he should be doing that.
Okay. Please.
Yeah, no, I just...
Yeah.
You'd mention it to her.
Like, it don't just have to down. Be no... no
I'll speak to both of them.
Argument, yeah. But
I'll speak to both of them. Yeah. I'll say, oh, calm down, bro. Like, yeah. You don't have to do that.
Yeah. Because I don't like it, innit?
And what if they kind of say, oh, stop being silly. Hey! Oh,
yeah, that's... Hey!
That's disrespectful.
That's actually disrespectful.
Oh, that's when you're... That's
because I've been mad respectful and said, hey...
Because you've actually tried to resolve
address it in a nice way.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, innit?
If it goes to that, then you gotta swing, innit? If he's like, no, I'm a shut up, fuck that.
Well, okay, like, but see, this is what I'm saying. What kind of man is
that's
this?
That's disrespectful.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be talking.
That's
like
mad disrespectful.
Why? Shut the fuck up. Like, what?
Yeah, why should shut the fuck up?
No, because why would he? Like, anyway, I'm getting into dangerous
things.
Because in my mind, no.
He can't be greedy.
He can. That's why I'm getting into murky waters. Let's leave it. Let's get into some ears to the streets.
Oh, shit. Ben, if you can do music, but I need a remote for the thing.
Yeah, because
it's that monitor. Yeah. No, it's on, but it's just a screen and a screen. I think if you just tap the OK bit, and then. Try that one. Exit to full screen, I think. Not that fucked up. Oh, no. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. So let me get. Oh, shit. Sorry, 2 seconds.
Wait, we're gonna cut this bit out in the meeting to this boy from Wolf about.
They haven't been relegated, yeah. But this, I think apparently they've got to sell players or whatever. Sell whatever they need to sell. ASAP.
Smart.
That's definitely enough. Now that you've explained it to me. Does that happen often?
No.
Oh.
Like, that means that the club's been making some really bad decisions.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
And we're back. Here to the streets news. North Korean troops have been allowed access to the internet.
I heard about this.
As 10,000 North Korean soldiers arrive in Russia, claims have been prompted from the Pentagon that they are addicted to porn.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I heard about this.
I knew it still.
I think that's mad though. Considering, like,
remember, they don't see that.
Don't see that. Like, you don't see none of that. And then you've come to, I don't know, like a new
environment.
A new environment.
It's the Russian soldiers that are showing them.
A new country. And then someone shows you
porn for the first time. But imagine being a 35-year-old man seeing porn for the first time.
That's
It's gonna send you over the edge.
That's
all the categories.
They need to be careful, you know.
That's gonna throw. I'm not thinking about war.
Cause yeah,
thinking this is what's going on over the pond. Yeah.
I'm thinking as soon as this fight's over, yeah. I'm going back to the quarters, and I'm handling what needs to be handled.
Two hands on Australia.
Two hands on Australia, bro.
So barking off in the cabin.
They all sleep in one like a big tent. The man's just whacking it off.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's. Actually, I don't even want to click.
Yeah, don't click on it.
God knows what the link is.
Yeah,
it's gonna take me to. But
it's understandable though, because they're big men finding about porn.
And they probably ain't seen or spoke to like other halves or.
So there's actually no internet there, isn't it?
No, like everything's restricted.
But they've got like
two channels.
Like internal stuff. Yeah, where you couldn't go to certain websites.
It's like an intranet.
Basically, yeah. And it's only like everyone's got to have a picture of my man in his house, in their house.
Yeah, yeah, apparently, yeah. You have to have, is it Kim Jong?
Yeah.
Like they've got a picture of him in the house.
Kim Jong-un. Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Hopefully I've got that.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, no, you lot are pronouncing it wrong.
What is it then?
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, thank you. There's been a video being circling socials about the, hold on, why is it not loading?
What is it?
Long story short, it was about how much dirt is lurking on the underground. There's a video.
Dirt? What do you mean by dirt?
I'm going to find the video and we're going to put it up. How much dirt is actually on the underground?
Like
someone went round and filmed how much dirt is coming off the seats.
Yeah, the seats, yeah.
The tube. And literally, it's like black gunk coming off the tube.
Gunk?
It's actually mad. I think one night, like he went round and cleaned like the whole, it's like a whole tube.
Yeah, but it's always going to be like that though. Oh.
But do you know there's people that do clean the tube? Like, it's not like.
Yeah, but it's not like that level though. It's not carpet cleaning.
No, I get it, but I just think that's mad.
Mm.
And people are on it every day.
And you know that there's some people, that can go on the tube and go home and get into bed with their clothes.
Yeah, no, that's mad. You can't.
It's disgusting.
Like, you can't go home and just sit down or lay down. Like, I try to.
When I get on the tube, everything's off.
You take off everything.
The tube does make, especially on like a hot day as well.
You bump into some nasty smelling, even in the morning, to be fair.
Mm.
Like some people just don't smell right, or they just don't wash, or things like that. They just don't know their hygiene. But when I saw that, I thought, no, that's mad. Considering I get the tube like at least 2 to 3 times a week.
That's nasty stuff.
Like that. This one, this is for you, Fiona, actually. I don't think there's sound, but. I just wanted to get your thoughts and feelings on it.
What is it?
Hold on. Vybz Kartel is now engaged to his girlfriend, Sidem. Just wanted to get your thoughts and feelings on him.
Do you know what, like.
And he put out a song for her as well.
I haven't listened to it yet. But you know what's mad? I'll keep it very real, like, I still like Vybz Kartel, But since he's come out, I've had to block him. I find it so, it just seems a bit cringy to me.
See, like, what you wanted, was for him to come out and just be on Fucky Fucky.
No.
But the thing is, he's came out,
Found himself a good woman.
Where's she from?
See them.
This is okay. I'm okay with this. I just think it's his constant posting.
But the man's been incarcerated.
It's just, it's jarring, bruv.
She was holding him down.
I've got no problem with this.
You didn't write him no letter.
For other 15 years and see how you come out.
Yeah, it'll be probably.
You'll be done.
Yeah, I will be. 100%, but he's come out.
You'll be done, bro. You'll
be done.
You will be done.
I don't know. I just find it like, it's a bit like, please. Like, and the thing is, you can tell that he hasn't been on social media for so many years by the way how he operates.
Yeah, I agree with
every single video that he does, he signs off with, what's this under menu was? I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Every video, what's this under my nose? I'm out. I'm like, oh, we heard this one already, mate. We heard this one last video.
He's old though, isn't it? So he's
man.
And
he's branding himself, man. Yeah. How old is he now? Like 45 or something?
I don't know. He's a big man.
So how old is he then?
She's young. I didn't know she's from England, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's British. She's from North London. Did you hear the story about that quickly? How they met?
I think it's a bit like a psychologist or something like that.
Bro, I'm not going to lie, he said that when he went to prison, she tracked him down and basically got in touch with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, who's this kind of thing? Who's this woman? And she basically was like a super fan who kind of tracked him down, started talking to him. And because he was in prison, he just had that constant conversation.
Yeah,
and then she kind of was like, I love you, I've fallen in love with you. But she's like a super fan that's found her way into his life.
Mm.
And now she's his woman. And I was like, it's a bit mad.
It's mad, but he's a grown man. He can.
But obviously now he's realized that she's obviously a ride or die, so he's wifed it, innit?
Yeah. Mm. Are you, you happy for him?
Yeah, no, pick him up, man. Yeah. Pick him up.
No, no.
Why do you think I'm not happy for him?
Because that's not what you want for him.
I do.
No, you.
He needs to
be. No, but no, but no, but you want him to be out here, just on fucky fucky.
No.
On all the Jamaican women.
No, man.
Yeah, but
he can do that anyway. He's been doing that.
He's focused now. The man's locked in.
The man been doing that though. He doesn't need to do that. Sometimes you need growth and development, and I think that's good from him. Wife's got to tell being married is a great sign because a lot of Jamaicans don't get married. That's a great example. That's influence. More Jamaican men will get married now
because of Vibes.
Yes. Do you know how much influence this man has?
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah. This is a good spin.
But then again, though, a lot of Jamaican men do aspire to get married. No, they do, man. Because even like, if they find a English.
That's different. Person. That's the papers.
It's still happening.
That's not a real marriage.
Think about it, yeah. A lot of old school Jamaican men.
That's different.
Are married.
That's been Here to the Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
Alright, cool. So I wanted to ask you guys, yeah. Obviously, as three men with no children, yeah. What's you lot's opinion on what you're going to be like as parents? Like, what kind of parent do you think you're going to be?
I think I'll be fun, but assertive.
I can't see you.
I will. Like, yeah, I'll be fun.
Assertive? Yeah. In what way, though?
But hey! Put that down.
That's a joke. His kids ain't going to believe him.
I will. Yeah. I will. I'll be mad assertive.
A hey. Where's the a hey?
Is it a hey?
So when he hears that, well, she hears that.
What? A hey!
Then they know. A hey!
That's a joke. Do not touch that.
And I'll speak like that as well.
Or you'll change the way you speak.
Do not touch that. Get me none of this. I know what you're going to be on. I want this.
You have to. That's how you
know. No, but that's no.
I feel like you're going to be a miserable Jamaican.
Yeah. I know for a fact.
You will. I'm beating his kids for no reason.
Jamaican accent.
And you'll be arrested.
Oh, the blood clan.
Yeah, yeah.
See that kind of talk there? Yeah.
No.
That was shit. Fear.
Mm-mm. No, it was shed hate.
No, fear.
It was shed hate.
Because
they go to school and say, oh, my dad thinks he's Jamaican.
Because he is.
My dad thinks he's a yardie.
We've never been. Never fucking been.
My dad thinks he's a yardie.
No, I will.
But you can't even cook.
Dipping.
He can't make one Jamaican, but he thinks he's a yardie.
Fucking dippers.
Bang bowl.
Jerk dippers.
I would want a balance, but I don't think it's going to work, you know.
Like what though?
Like assertive, but still be able to, like, you can talk to me about stuff. You're not going to think, oh, I'm just going to shout straight away. I would want a balance.
To be fair, yeah, I think I'd be like, do you know who I think has a nice balance? Javan.
His daughter's young though.
Yeah, but he's still got the fun.
Yeah.
and the assertiveness. And to be fair, he shocked me because I thought he was gonna be long for him.
he's doing a very good job.
No, he's got bare nieces.
He's doing a very good job.
He's got bare nieces and nephews, so you can see he's already kind of had that training.
Yeah.
From before. Mm.
Yeah. Nah. Do you know what? I feel like he's got a good balance.
Yeah, he does.
To still have fun.
But he's still daddy.
If I tell you don't do something, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's some kids where their parents will say, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
So, allow it. Shut up, Sharon. All of that.
Trimmers does as well, to be fair.
I've never really, yeah.
But, yeah, yeah.
Trimmers. And it sounds like that. But yeah, I'd want a balance. I don't want to be too far left or too far right.
Do you feel like being a strict parent will create sneaky kids, though?
Yeah, 100%.
So you're going to be a parent that can listen?
Yeah, I'll try. Because if you tell me something mad, then I can't. There's certain things I just won't be able to compute. But
yeah, 100%. If my child comes to me and tells me something mad, then that's when maybe I want a blood clot.
Be honest now, yeah. and don't think of the cameras, would you treat your daughter different to your son?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I love that you got two different answers there. Yeah, delve deeper into
it. But I can't say that. Like in terms of love and stuff, no,
love is the same. Yeah,
but in terms of would I give like my son more
leniency?
Yeah, than my daughter. Then yes, of course.
Oh, you would.
Yeah.
Leniency with what?
Like he can go to a party. And can walk on. Well, when she's 21.
That could create strict the sneaky kids.
Yeah, though. but then if you're 2, 2, 3,
climbing out the window.
Then by time she's 13, 14, she's got 3 bodies on her.
No. That's underage sex.
Do you know what as well, yeah?
You was having on
day. No, man.
Your daughter getting pregnant and your son getting somebody else pregnant. Obviously, they're two very serious things that have taken place. But your daughter's coming back home.
Yeah.
With the child.
And your son
has to look after the child for a certain amount of time, or if he's still with the mum. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit different. Say if you're like a young granddad or something, and then you're just looking after some kid.
This your grandchild, not some kid.
And obviously, you know, your daughter getting pregnant young, then you know that she's been doing, you know.
No, but anything can happen.
It slows down a lot of things in
her life.
Her life, as opposed to a man, because obviously the man can still go to work, those kind of things. The daughter, she's gonna have to be around to look after her child. Might slow down her like career path or set it back. Not to say like.
So you're gonna be more on her because she's a girl.
Yeah, I was just letting you know. Don't be letting these riffraff boys just take you here, there, everywhere, and get excited by little things.
So how do you?
But then again, though, you see, I know like this is mad, but you see, if that does happen, and it's a long term partner, which would be hard for me to see at that age.
Yeah, what if they've been together from 12 to like 17? 5 years, that's a long term relationship.
12 to 17.
Yeah, you know people had girlfriends in year 8, bro.
Yeah, but
yeah, but child. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, but.
But that's a long term.
No, but
I can't say my thoughts are on here.
Yeah, but you don't know
when cameras are on. Yeah, you can't say 12 to 17. Yeah, nah, I'm not trying to hear that.
No, I think I'm gonna treat them the same, you know.
No, you ain't.
All right, let me explain. So, let's talk about bringing people back home.
Yeah.
So if your son's like, yo, dad, man's got one quarantine coming up. Yeah. Am I allowed to go to my room? Would you allow it? Same way if your daughter was to be like, dad, got like, Jerome wants to come over. Are you allowing him to go to the room?
No. We could all watch a movie together.
Yeah.
What about your son and his
room? Yeah, my son can do what he can do.
That's not right.
But then I have a chat with my son. Like maybe like I have like a like a sex chat with him and just be like, yo, look, you know, like I can't stop you from doing what you're gonna do, but just make sure that you use, you know, protection, and I'll give him a pack of condoms.
I don't agree with that.
And tell him to enjoy himself.
I don't agree.
And tell him to enjoy himself.
I say you can go to the
but what would you prefer? Yeah. Would you prefer, your son doing it unprotected? Or him doing it protected, obviously. Because regardless,
no, but that's not what we're talking
about. No, but think about it. When it's time for us to have kids, and they're reaching them kind of ages, bro, they're gonna be clued up about that stuff. Clued up.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming.
Trust me, they're gonna be clued up. So you'd rather say, yo, hold this. Then
here's the the Magnum pack.
I say,
I'll be honest, you know, my mum done that to me.
What, just gave you condoms?
Like, she said to me, yo, like you need to thing. And she bought man a pack of thing and said,
he doesn't want expensive thing.
Yeah, like, she just said, yo, Jordan, like,
make sure you're protecting yourself.
My mum spoke to me about it. She didn't give me. Like a condom, but
I can't remember how old I was.
It was like a free chat. Like my mum just said to me, "Don't."
Because I think by this time I could have been bringing
girls back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was probably thinking, do you know what?
This reminds me of a story, because I remember one time in I was young and I went hospital. Long story.
I was going to say, why did you go
hospital? Doesn't matter. It was a medical problem. So I remember, yeah, my dad's come.
Yeah.
And he's bought me, like, do you remember the News of the World?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that newspaper. So my dad's bought the News of the World. But remember, News of the World's kind of big newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
So he's bought News of the World and he said, look, son, here's that. Hold that in it. So obviously, he's bought News of the World and a dirty mag inside, isn't it? So my mum's come now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's gone to read the paper. And she said, Finn, what's this?
You dirty
boy. And then I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was in there. My dad gave me, said, you're on your hospital bed and that's what your dad's trying to do. He's not even thinking. That Colin is stupid. You said, because my mom was like, how have you got that magazine in a hospital
bed?
You're sneaking it in it.
He held it like this.
No, but he rolled it up. You know when you rolled up some son?
No.
Yeah, no. I think I'm going to treat my daughter and my son the same. I'm not going to create a difference. So if I'm not allowing people to come over, I'm not going to be like, oh, son, go upstairs and there's condoms, and daughter, no, because that's going to cause problems.
I wouldn't do that, but with my son, I'd say you can go upstairs, but keep the door open. And I'm stomping around the house, just so you're on edge every minute.
But what?
So you might be able to lips for a little bit, but you're not going all the way.
But you wouldn't allow your daughter to do that?
No, everyone's staying downstairs. Because you're so sneaky, I can't, do you know what I mean? Right, cool, we've all kind of been in that predicament where you're in like
someone's house.
Yeah, a girl's house, and maybe the parents are in or they're on their way back. So you're on edge and you're just trying to get what you need done as quick as possible. So it's just like, boys are sneaky. I don't know this guy. So I'd rather everyone just sit downstairs.
But you know why the son? No, and then that's when you need to start teaching the son about protection.
When you got a daughter,
and that's when protection of the daughter. Look, son, I can't be around all the time. Yeah, keep an eye on your sister for me.
I feel like a lot of dads do that.
Yeah,
they do.
You have to do that,
but you gotta treat. I think you gotta treat them the same.
Nah, and I wouldn't. If this is gonna sound so sexist, yeah, but. If, like, my daughter is crying about certain things and whatever, like, I'll probably be more, allow it to go on for a lot longer and, like, talk her through it and help her through whatever she's going through. If it's my son, I'm going to say to him, at a certain point, stop it.
Why?
Because you've got things to do.
That's not nice.
Your son's not allowed to express. Of course you can.
Wait. These are lessons of life. Fionn.
You can, no, you he can. Don't say that I won't let them express themselves.
I'm not going to allow my son to cry if he wants to cry.
Yes, you can cry, but
yeah, he can cry.
Stop it now.
At a certain point, stop.
Yeah.
You got to pick yourself up and carry on, because this ain't going to be the first time something bad is going to happen to you.
And what we don't need is as a family, we need to look strong. So when he's going into...
Look strong.
And so when he's going into school and stuff...
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it sounds fucked, but...
Bro,
when he's going into school and stuff, he needs to be defending himself before crying.
Yeah, but whatever
yeah,
he did.
And if he
whatever he didn't defend and if, himself and he's coming and, home to cry.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That's fine. But just make sure that it's not a crying business first.
Here's the scenario, yeah. Your son, he's on a football team. Mad tackle, whatever. Then he gets up, he starts arguing with the person that's, say, like 2 foot slided him or whatever. This youth smacks him in the face. This is all happening. He's come home, he's crying about it. He's like, Dad, I'm so upset.
He's been violated.
Yeah.
I'm going down to the school with him.
Okay. He's crying about it, but he keeps crying about it. Are you not going to tell him to stop at some point? And
What I'm going to tell my kids is, if someone hits you, yeah, you make sure that
you hit them back.
Oh, you lot are one of them parents.
If they hit you, hit them back. Don't start it.
If someone hits you and it don't matter like who they are, how big they are, hit them back.
Don't try to talk it through.
Yeah.
Hit them back.
Cool. That's just giving me a brain move now, yeah? So let's do a scenario. Yeah? I want to give you both a scenario, and I want to see how you react. Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Yeah,
you're the parent, and I'm going to give you a scenario. Yeah? So I'm going to do a role play quickly. So this is me ringing you. Hello, is that Mr. Davis?
No.
He said no.
So where'd you go next?
No, but this is the number we got for Mr. Davis.
This is the point of contact. You're the emergency contact.
All right, go on.
Is this Mr. Davis?
Who's that?
It's Mr. Denton. I'm calling from Dance for Life Primary School.
Dance for Life? Must I let go into the Dance for Life? No, we should change the name. No, you should change the name. All
right. He's going to Virgo Fidelis.
No. No.
Oh, wait, for people that don't know, that's a girls' school.
All Saints Primary School.
Okay, yeah.
We had an incident and we need to speak to you about it.
Yeah.
Your son has been involved in a fight and your son is going around calling himself the guy and he's bad man.
Yeah.
We need to know what your thoughts are on this because we are looking at excluding your son. How would you react to this?
Well, who started the fight?
At this moment in time, we're still dealing with both stories.
Well, then I think that that you need to find the true facts of the fight and you give me a call back once you have that information.
No, but listen,
in school, do you think that, bro, like teachers aren't called in home unless they know the facts? Yeah,
well, if a fight's enough.
No.
Isn't it enough?
If
they didn't call, if the, someone, my parents if just someone, got into a fight sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes, a lot of the time. Yeah.
And in primary school and that.
That might be fucked, thinking about it.
When I used to get into a fight,
they never call my parents.
And they want to exclude you.
I just get detention. And then, if it's an exclusion and I'm actually staying home for, then they'd notify my parents. That yeah, but there's been better times I've had a fight and no one's called my parents. But
if the fight was started by
the other kid.
Yeah. Then I would. Yeah, then it's fine. Then I'll actually fight for my son and be like, okay, well, he's defended himself, you know, he's won the fight, and now you wanna kick him out.
So you say that my son, you'd defend your son's honor, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
What would you be
doing? And especially I was done dirty a lot.
Oh yeah, so that's
and I was never defended. I was shit.
I would want to hear the full facts of what actually took place. And depending on how the fight took place depends on my stance on it. Like if he started the fight in front of the teacher, I'd be like, don't worry, when we get home, I'm gonna have a talk with him and when we get in the car, I said, did you fuck him up?
Okay. So you lot are gonna be okay with your kids having
to end it? Don't be a bully. Don't be a bully. No. That's mad. Don't be a bully. Because now being a bully, don't be a bully. That because that's mad.
So just be that in between.
Yeah. Something similar like actually happened. Well, it wasn't a fight, but in school.
To you.
Yeah. So in school, I got in trouble. Me and one of my brethren, we was going back and forth. Like we was cussing each other, innit? And then. We was going back and forth, but he said something mad funny in it one time. You know when the class starts roaring laughing.
He's done well.
So I'm wound up. The teachers come in, but I'm still running jokes. I kept going. Your mum this. Kept going to a point where I said something that was like quite rude. The teacher sent me out. Sent me to the head's office. They've repeated what I've said and said, we're going to have to call your parents and you might get like
suspended
for a little bit because what kind of language is this? What are you saying?
What whatever. Did you say else?
I can't repeat it.
Was it
I can't repeat it on here. But they called my dad and they've repeated what I've said verbatim. But I can see him holding in his laughter.
Oh, he was
funny. Yeah, he thought it was funny, but it's one of the ones where he just says to me, "Don't worry, when we get home,
we'll deal with it."
Yeah, we'll deal with it. But it's just like, I understand I shouldn't be doing that. But when I told him the full story, teacher didn't care about the full story about what was happening.
It's more just about
he came into class. It's more about the mad thing I said in the middle of class. Yeah. But yeah, it just depends.
So did your parents ever have to come in for anything that you did?
Yes. My mum was, and you know, so much.
Regularly.
Yeah? Oh, my, look, it's so funny. Yeah, look, yeah. My mum even sent me a message, yeah, an email that she got from the school that she found the other day.
About you?
Yeah. Look, read this.
I'll read it as quick as possible. Dear Mrs. Davis, I'm sorry to have to report that Jordan has been rude again today. I asked him to leave the room because of continual quips and inappropriate questions which are stopping me from starting the lesson. He continued to be rude, calling me stupid and making such comments as, "Why do you keep on talking wicked?"
No, it's a child. This is a woman child.
There's more. He was saying, "Why'd you keep talking wicked? And why'd you have to be so rude?" He kept saying that he was going to call you on his mobile during the lesson. 2 weeks ago, I had to stop his class from doing clay work. I told them of the health hazards of clay dust, and if clay was thrown, I'd have to stop it. Was it? Large wet lumps. Okay, large wet lumps of clay were thrown several times and I had to stop the class and I put everything away. Jordan said, with surprise, she meant it. After the lesson, I was told by several pupils that Jordan had been throwing clay. I had suspected this already because there were clay was coming from his direction. And Jordan's clay was very sloppy. Jordan must learn he is harming the learning of others as well as hindering his own opportunities. Mrs. Davy.
Nah, that's hilarious.
He was a problem.
Mm-hmm. Jordan's clay was very weird.
That if you heard the teacher sending that kind of email, she's fuming.
Yeah, yeah. But my mum said how there's tons of emails.
What, like that?
And you know, so imagine she was a school governor.
Oh yeah, she was embarrassed. Yeah.
So she had to leave.
What is it?
So
they're part of the panel.
Oh, my mum was it? The PTA.
Yeah,
Parent Teacher Association.
Because of all your behaviour.
Yeah, she was too embarrassed.
Oh my days.
Okay, my mum.
She had to step down.
What year was that then? I said, "Why are you talking wicked? You can't be talking to a teacher."
Because you only got that kind of language from an adult.
Yeah. You're talking wicked, bro.
2007. So this was, I was in year 9.
Year 9. Oh, year 10?
No, it was June. Yeah, I was in year 9.
Why are you talking wicked?
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah. My mum, I've said before, my mum came into school and she was crying. That's when I was done. Because I was the parents.
Really let her down.
Yeah.
She's coming crying because you really hurt her.
She's
so ashamed.
That's the point.
You failed me. Yeah.
My mum
as a child.
Not coming out of her nose.
A child, you have failed me.
No, like you, you really done her. Like you done her.
Black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing still. My mum was bawling. Because, but the thing is, my mum was always the same, just talking. Like that, I don't know if you lot probably were the same. Always talking in class, distracting others.
Mixture.
Got great potential, but not going to forget it because he likes to get in the mix.
Do you know what's so mad? Yeah? You see, I would have got permanently kicked out of school if my school was any better.
So
like, for example, yeah, if I went to UMass school.
Why are you saying UMass?
No, because UMass school is, it was better than mine, innit?
Okay.
In terms of like, everything, like
grades, facilities,
After Selhurst, like my school was the worst school in Croydon.
Really?
Yeah, and then Selhurst closed down.
Was
and
it Stanley Selhurst
school
and...
in Croydon?
Yeah, they were at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. So even like my school, they sent a lot of kids there that got kicked out from other schools.
Mm.
So and then it was close to like to like add it in, so there's bare like
it's a lot of riffraff.
but yeah, because I was smart and they needed me for the overall stats of the school,
yeah,
so they kept on trying with me. But the stuff that I was doing,
you know, been allowed.
If it was any other school, you'd I would have been done.
So when
did they tried every all right, so I got shipped, so yeah. I was gone for like terms, then I came back, then they sent me to center. And then I came back again, like, so it was
did you clock that you had immunity at any stage? Did you think, wait, hold on, this ain't going to get rid of me?
Nah, I'll be honest, there was times, like, when I did think, you know what?
It's over for me now.
Yeah, like, this is the end
now. So how could it be serious?
Yeah, but then I kept on getting, because to be fair, yeah, like, I did have, like, I had, like, decent relationships with, like, other teachers. So, like, for example, my English teacher and my drama teacher, they were married, but my English teacher, we used to beef, but my drama teacher, we were like mad cool.
That was the man, innit?
Yeah.
Like
we were mad blessed. And then like my IT teacher, he was like he must've been maybe like 28, 29. Them
I was young.
Yeah. So I he was mad cool.
He probably understood.
Yeah. And then my head of year, he was black. And then there was like another head of year, like who I had as well, who was black as well. So they probably saved me, innit?
We can't let him down.
Get him out.
Yeah.
Can't let him down.
The streets will get him.
But there's times when they would turn on you because they had to, because it's just like
you have okay, to, it's their job.
Yeah, like enough's enough. But I think because I was so smart, but I was proper bad. So like the school was probably torn, like half the teachers were like, no,
get him out.
Yeah, like get him out, but the other half was like, let's leave him.
How would you lot deal with a child that acts like Jordan? Yeah.
Well, as a parent? Or
yeah, as a parent.
I know what I'm doing. I'm...
Because nothing's working.
Yeah, I don't think you can do anything, you know.
Do you know what used to work with me was my mum used to take away things that I genuinely used to like for example, like my PlayStation.
Mm.
But she would take away things like the Scott lead or something.
Oh, so it'll be there,
the power's on,
yeah.
But there's no, and she'll be like, until this improves, you're not getting it back.
No, do you know what? No, I think incentives, you know, because you know for me, yeah. Like,
you like being rewarded, innit?
Yeah, so like for me, like I used to like, so like for example, like my school would do things like 100% attendance and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be pissed if I wasn't like,
in that
bracket. Mm. Yeah. So like I think like incentives or things like to work towards. So I think maybe that's why I took grades and stuff seriously, because I think I was a bit embarrassed to
have shit grades.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I thought, all right, cool. Like let me just lock in and do this. Cause although it's work, getting good grades is still
like rewarding
incentive.
You feel good after, yeah.
So maybe like if my child is bad but I know that he's smart, then incentives would probably, because like punishment is punishment, isn't it? And I wasn't scared like to be punished, I don't think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I think that's like,
on man.
But like an incentive to obviously do better, I think would probably work, innit?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's like one correct answer. But I feel like taking away things, incentives, just working around it, and depending on how your child is, just like, yeah, just try and work around it. But I do remember there was a point where things were so bad for me, like my dad even said to me, he's just like, I know you're just gonna go out and just do what you want, like no matter what I tell you, no matter what I take away or whatever. He said, if you're gonna do something stupid, just don't get caught. Like he just got fed up of it. My uncles had the chalk with me. They said the same thing. If you're gonna do something stupid,
just don't get caught,
and don't make it be like, let it be like something life-changing,
yeah.
Like jail or whatever. It's just like, just think about what you're doing, because I can't tell you anything anymore, because but you'll be like what, 18, 17 or whatever, and you're doing stupid things. There's no punishment at like 17, 18, because you're technically an adult by law. But it's just like, all right,
it's a slippery slope from
there. Yeah, so I feel like, yeah, it's a mixture of things that probably help.
Yeah, no, big up the parents either way though.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, if you guys have any opinions yourself, then please in the comments, please do let us know. As we said, we're sorry about the inconsistency through the episodes. you know, but we are trying to obviously, you know, stay consistent and give you your weekly dosage. So yeah, please don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. I've been Big Geordie George, and I've been joined here today by my two nieces.
Not his niece. LZ AK, Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Phil, the one you will come to see, man.
Till next time, people.
Peace.